Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Cap.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collins.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic.
Hello everybody, it's Omar Rudberg and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to The Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all. And those hate listening, of course. Welcome. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show, 2SSR's most listened to program on demand, which means no one listens live, you all listen later on, which I guess is the way of radio. Mostly podcasting. Anyway, I'm of course your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is The Troy Murphy Show. Yes, that's right, it's that glorious time of the week again, Thursday nights from 7 p.m, when The Troy Murphy Show graces the troubles our bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 8 p.m. Big thank you to Bumper to Bumper for their Bumper to Bumper of a Bumper Show. I think there was too many bumpers in that one. Either one, well done, team. See you all next week. Now, for those who might be joining us for the very first time and sitting there going, what is The Troy Murphy Show? Well, thanks for asking. The Troy Murphy Show is a commentary and news analysis opinion-based talk show covering everything from the serious news to the weird and wacky and wonderful news. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat and people far smarter than you and I join us to talk topics that need expert opinions on, providing you with access to views, including my own, that are an alternative viewpoint to mainstream media. Yes, that's just one of those provisos that I had to do at the beginning of the show so you know what you're listening to. And so I checked the box to say, yeah, we're doing what we're allowed to do according to the rule book. And with that, on The Troy Murphy Show this week, oh, it's going to be a huge show. We've got the quick quiz. Everyone loves a quick quiz. Here's a question. How much do you think the cost of petrol has gone up in the past year? I will reveal that during the show tonight. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the show, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky Bear's a Troy Murphy Show. Lucky Bear's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Fun stuff at the front, serious stuff at the back. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
All right, let's do it. It's quick quiz time here on The Troy Murphy Show. You love to play along. I love to ask the questions. And we're putting it up the front of the show as part of our fun stuff at the front, serious stuff at the back. Guarantee, as we do something for everybody here on The Troy Murphy Show. Now, if you are new to The Troy Murphy Show and haven't played the quiz before, the way it works, my friends, is there are 10 quick quiz questions. You have 3 seconds to guess the answer. And of course, I want to know how you did. So hit me up on the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Send me a message with how many answers you guessed correct. If you got more than 6, I'll respond with a trophy emoji for your efforts. Let's begin. Question number 1. In folklore, a unicorn has how many horns? A simple one to start with. The answer is 1. Question number 2. Mascarpone is a variety of what food? The answer we're looking for is cheese. That's the second cheese question we've had in 2 weeks. I'm seeing a pattern here. A delicious pattern at that. As we go on to question number 3. The word Jillaroo is often used as a female equivalent to what word? A Jillaroo is the female equivalent to a Jackaroo. Question number 4. Which hit song by Katy Perry has lyrics that mention a bee, a butterfly, a tiger, and a lion? The answer is Roar. Question number 5. Which is the only one of the 7 wonders of the ancient world that remains largely intact today? The correct answer is the Great Pyramid of Giza. Question number 6. The fictional pirate Long John Silver features in what classic novel? The correct answer is Treasure Island.
Long John Silver, at your humble service. Long John, to his friends. And believe me, lad, a friend you can trust is worth his weight in gold. There's many a dark-hearted scoundrel in these ports.
Question number 7. What is the term for the traditional Japanese art of paper folding? If you guessed origami, well then you would be correct, because that is the answer. Origami is the term for the traditional Japanese art of paper folding. Now for question number 8. Which Marvel superhero has been played by Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland? There's a few easy questions this week. The answer is Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
Question number 9. Which 2 of Disney's 7 dwarves have names that do not end in the letter Y? I'll ask the question again. Which 2 of Disney's 7 dwarves have names that do not end in the letter Y? Here's your 3 seconds to guess. The answer is Bashful and Doc.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
And the final question, question number 10. In Australia, what is the first nationwide public holiday in the calendar year? A bit of a tricky one there. In Australia, what is the first nationwide public holiday in the calendar year. The correct answer, New Year's Day. And there we have it. That's the quick quiz. How'd you go? Hit me up on the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Send me a message. Tell me how many you guessed correct. If you got more than six, I will send you a emoji of a tiny little trophy cup. Ha ha.
Stay tuned, because here's what is coming up next on The Troy Murphy Show.
Stick around. Coming up next here on The Troy Murphy Show, we take a look at the inevitable downfall of NFTs. Ha! Yeah, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. And we're going to say I told you so next. We'll also take a look at, New South Wales, be careful. There's a new virus creeping around that's causing drama with a capital D. And a new segment, or an old segment, we're just bringing it back for this week. It's called Things That Irritate Me More Than Starfish in My Underwear. All that and so much more coming up on the Troy Murphy Show tonight. Don't touch that dial.
It's time for some weird, wacky and wonderful news here on The Troy Murphy Show.
Let's take a look now at the weird, the wacky and the wonderful news from around the world in a little story. I'm going to rewrite the headline as, well, duh, I told you so, but the actual headline for this story should potentially be, new report shows vast majority of NFTs are now worthless. Clutch the pearls. What? Is this true? No, it can't be. NFTs, also known as non-fungible tokens, have been a revolutionary trend in the digital space, particularly in the last 2 years. Oh, what a terrible phenomenon it was. A phenomenon witnessed by a massive surge attracting not just tech enthusiasts, but also renowned artists and celebrities. However, in a recent turn of events, it has been revealed a shocking reality. A shocking reality that has left many dumbfounded. And that reality is that the majority of these NFTs are now worthless. A whopping 23 million individuals find themselves holding onto valueless investments. Prominent figures such as Jake Paul and Justin Bieber had once embraced this wave, perhaps lending it a sense of credibility and allure. The statistical evidence for this decline is damning, with a staggering 95% of NFT collections, which translates to 69,785 out of 73,257, having a market cap of zero. Essentially, these NFTs, which are all cryptographic assets on blockchain with unique identification codes and metadata, hold no monetary value. Who didn't see that coming? However, this abrupt downturn sends a clear message about the volatile nature of speculative markets. Do you remember when, because I was following this because I was doing a lot of work for NFT startups at the time. And I was like, you know what? I'm happy to cash in on your idiocy. If you want me to do work for you, happy to do it, but I'm not investing in it. They wanted to give me NFTs in exchange for my work. No. I'll have cold hard cash. Thank you very much, because at the end of the day, this is what I said back then, cold hard cash will still be king, and these NFTs would have no legs whatsoever to stand on. Anyway, as I was saying, it emphasizes the downturn of NFTs emphasizes the importance of thorough research and due diligence before delving into such high-stakes investments. Now, amidst the tales of exorbitant sales and sudden riches, the harsh truth is that the NFT market is riddled with potential pitfalls and losses, a reality that many have now painfully realized. And I'm sure many have walked away with millions of dollars at the behest of idiots who invested into this terrible, terrible scheme. Oh, speaking about terrible and terrible, the phone seems to be ringing. That can only mean one thing. The Troy Murphy Show's Aunt Ethel is calling in on the show. Hello there, caller. You're on the air.
Why, hello there, Troy. It's your Aunt Ethel here.
Oh, Aunt Ethel, how did I know it would be you?
Dumb luck, I guess, Troy. The story of your life, really, isn't it?
Yes, thank you, Aunt Ethel. Now, I assume you're ringing up to talk about these NFTs.
Oh, yes, Troy. You know, Troy, I can smell a Ponzi scheme.
And did you smell a Ponzi scheme when these were first released about 2 years ago?
Well, come to think about it, Troy, about 2 years ago, the only thing I could smell was foul old stinky cheese.
Foul old stinky cheese? What does that have to do with NFTs?
Oh, nothing, Troy. Just some cheese had dropped behind the kitchen benches and stinked up the kitchen.
Right, that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, Aunt Ethel, but these NFTs, do you have anything on these NFTs? Is that why you're calling, or are you calling about the cheese?
Why would I call you about the cheese? I'm calling about the NFTs.
Right, well, what do you have to say about the NFTs?
That it was a Ponzi scheme, Troy. I could smell it from a mile away.
I thought that was the cheese you could smell.
No, Troy, it's the NFTs.
Then what about the cheese?
I could smell the cheese too, Troy.
And what about the NFTs?
I could smell that as well.
This is going nowhere.
I know, but you're the host. Do something.
Right, well, I'll breathe and I will ask you one more time, Aunt Ethel. Apart from thanking you for calling in, what did you have to say about the NFTs?
Well, Troy, why didn't you just say so? Troy, and to all your lovely listeners out there, NFTs, well, they initially garnered immense attention due to their novelty and promise of digitizing uniqueness. However, their subsequent decline in value can be attributed to market oversaturation, speculatively trading, lack of tangible utility for many tokens, and concerns over environmental impacts of blockchain operations. As the hype waned, the intrinsic value of many NFTs became questionable, Troy, leading to a broader disillusionment in the market.
Yes, well, I'm quite dumbfounded and a loss for words. That actually made sense, Aunt Ethel. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome, Troy. Here to help anytime you like, because as you said, you're dumbfounded. With the emphasis on the dumb part, Troy.
Yes, well, let's hang up that. Thank you, Aunt Ethel. And there we have it. NFTs have failed. Who didn't see that coming? You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Omar Rudberg from Young Royals. Do you think that your character, Simone, could get used to royal life?
Well, no. I don't think so. But I mean, you never know.
What about you personally? Would you like to live the royal life?
Oh, I would definitely want to try that out.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
In Australia, only 13% of people keep fish. 9% of households without a pet and 17% with a pet are interested in keeping fish. The three reasons they don't keep fish are that they think it is harder, more expensive, and more time consuming than it is. All three reasons are a myth, depending on what setup you choose. A simple tropical setup is actually the easiest and cheapest pet you can get. Pop in and visit us at Majestic Aquariums Tarrant Point, or follow us on our social media and learn how far fish keeping has come in the last few years. Majestic Aquariums are proud sponsors of 2SSR.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2SSR.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
From Cronulla to Como, The Troy Murphy Show, broadcasting live on the Shire's very own 2SSR 99.7 FM.
Look, a little bit of a serious note here on the Troy Murphy Show. You know, we do like to do the serious stuff, but I don't want to alarm you, but, because I'm not here to do alarming because we don't do that, but in New South Wales, there has been a significant rise in the cases of a lesser known respiratory virus called human, and I'll probably get this wrong, metapneumovirus, better known as MPMV. The New South Wales Health Department reported 1,168 MPMV cases for the week ending on September 16, a notable increase from the 713 cases recorded in the week ending 27th of August. Symptoms of the virus are akin to the common cold, such as nasal congestion, coughing, shortness of breath, and fever. Individuals with weakened immune systems, such as myself, or those who are immunocompromised, such as myself, are at heightened risk of complications from the virus. No one come near me, especially if you're sick. In the same time frame, New South Wales health data highlighted a decrease in influenza cases, dropping from 2,550 to 1,424, and a slight decrease in COVID-19 cases from 438 to 386. I wonder if that's got anything to do with summer coming on. But Dr. Nick Cotsworth attempted to alleviate concerns about HMPV by stating, and I quote, "It's not dangerous, but it has a long name," end quote. Gee, thanks, Dr. Dink Coatsworth. That's genius. And mention that such infections are seen every year or so and every other year. Great. However, University of New South Wales Professor William Rawlinson expressed concern in an interview with the Sydney Morning Herald. He stated, "Given the years of stringent health protocols, the virus might have more potent effect than in previous years." He noted an alarming trend where individuals typically with mild symptoms are now displaying more severe illness. Like I said, don't want to alarm you, but be alarmed. And if you're sick, don't come near me. I don't want this one.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Marsha Hines reflects on her time at Australian Idol, including that gold dress debacle.
The guys dogged Paulini about her dress.
I tore those guys to shreds backstage because I said, you guys are farmers. You know, it was more Defo than it was Mark. But I just said, you know, you can't do that. And not only that, we've got little girls and girls watching the show. And to body shame somebody, we didn't have that terminology back then, but to body shame somebody like that, and she thought she looked great. If she didn't think she looked great, she, you know, and is that what you really want to tell her about? Or how did she sing that night?
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Club on East is the friendliest club in the Sutherland Shire. There's so much happening. From live entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights to bingo and trivia on Wednesdays. They have function rooms suitable for celebrations and events. Not to mention their famous Stapleton Meat Raffle, drawn at 5 p.m. every Sunday. For entertainment, family fun, drinks and delicious food, it's all happening at Club on East Sutherland. Club on East, the new home of Mike's Grill, 7 East Parade in Sutherland. For more, visit cluboneast.com.au. Club on East are a proud sponsor of 2SSR.
Did you miss your favourite show? Do you want to listen back again? 2SSR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SSR.com.au homepage. There you'll find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SSR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.
They say that a change is as good as a holiday. So if you're looking for a new hobby or experience, then please join me, Anne Warren, for the Art and Soul program. We'll look at what's happening around the Shire with a focus on the arts. You'll hear about the latest exhibitions, events, festivals, or perhaps a fun and interesting workshop. It's live, it's local, it's 2SSR Art and Soul every Tuesday between 12 and 2 p.m. right here on 2SSR 99.7 FM and streaming live around the world on 2SSR.com.au.
It's as useless as a self-help guide on how to stop buying self-help books. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
A little segment we haven't done here on the show in some time is a segment titled Things That Irritate Me More Than Starfish in My Underwear. A silly title for a serious segment. Well, not so serious, because it's really a ridiculous thing that's annoying me, but I'm just going to ham it up for the radio for entertainment value. And of course, a silly name, because what I'm about to talk about is far more irritating than, say, if I had starfish stuffed down my underpants. Not that I've ever done that, because that would be cruelty to animals and just plain weird. Again, it's just a silly title for a serious but fun segment. You get the drift? Either which way, let's do it. This is what is irritating me more than starfish in my underwear. Oh, I'm getting old. I'm getting old, I tell you. I now need reading glasses. Oh! You know, for months, I struggled to read my notes that I've got written here for the show each week. And I don't know if you pay attention whilst you're listening. You know, I struggle sometimes, and there's gaps in what I'm saying because I'm going off notes. And unlike now, which I'm just free-flowing and it's more cohesive and there's no breaks in what I'm saying because I'm just talking off the cuff. But when I've got the notes so I get the facts right and I get the information and the dot points done, can't read the scripts anymore. I've even increased the font size. And, you know, it's not just getting old that's irritating me more than starfish in my underwear. I went and I had my eyes tested, and I have glasses for driving. So, you know, I have the glasses so I can see distances. But now I'm going to need glasses for the close-ups, which means that my optometrist goes, oh, we might have to look at bifocals for you. Oh! Oh! Talk about nothing says you're an old man than needing bifocals. And I'm only in my early 40s, I shouldn't be there yet. I swear I'm a 40-year-old man living in an 80-year-old's body some days. Oh, I tell you what. And if that doesn't, if that's not irritating more than, say, if I had starfish in my underpants, it gets worse. After I did the test, they give you the test glasses and they test your reading and to see if everything's good. And you go, wow, life changing. I can finally see and read. You get outside, you pick your frames, you pay for the whole thing. And then they tell you, you've got to wait 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I tell you. I have to. I've bitten the forbidden fruit. I can see again with these temporary little glasses that they put on my head to make sure they got the correct prescription. And then, darn, I had to wait 2 weeks. 2 freaking weeks before I could have said forbidden fruit. So a double whammy with things that irritate me more than starfish in my underwear this week. Oh, Not only am I getting old because I now need glasses for reading things close up to my face and seeing the computer screen. You know, it's been great for ages because I've got this massive, massive computer screen at Studio 3, the home studio for the Troy Murphy Show. So everything's just blown up. Not to the point where, you know, absolutely blind, you know, people who are absolutely blind and they have the big text. No, it's still normal text, but there's plenty of room on the screen so I can still see everything, but it's getting a little bit of a strain. I've had to increase a few little fonts here and there, you know. I'm no longer reading at 11 point. It's a 13, 14, almost 15 point font nowadays. But, you know, I work in an office some days and some days I'm looking at the screen, much smaller screen, it's all blurry and it's all text. It's terrible. And then, of course, the weight too. And that, my friends, is what's irritating me more than, say, if I had starfish in my underwear.
Stay tuned. Because here's what is coming up next on The Troy Murphy Show.
Stick around, because coming up next here on The Troy Murphy Show, we'll take a look at Shire local news with the future of Ansto to be revealed. We've got that next. Later on, we'll take a look at the Greens rent capping or rent freezing policy that they have out there and why it won't work and why you shouldn't fall for their cheap trick to win votes by promising those struggling in this cost of living crisis something that they could never deliver on. And later on tonight, how much do you think the cost of petrol has gone up in the past year? We'll reveal that too. All that and so much more here on The Troy Murphy Show.
Hope it's not too much of a disaster. Will he get through an entire show without offending someone? We also open your with the Troy Murphy Show. Have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
It's time to take a look at the news that broke across the Sutherland Shire this week.
Being a Sutherland Shire radio station broadcasting to the Sutherland Shire, it's now time to take a look at Sutherland Shire breaking news. In the news this week, it has been announced that the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, better known to us here and across the country as ANSTO at Lucas Heights, is charting a future in nuclear medicine with a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility scheduled for completion by the mid-2030s. Born from the 1950s research laboratory, which underwent various transformations, the existing facility is nearing the end of its functional lifespan. Minister for Industry and Science, Ed Husic, during a recent visit, highlighted the importance of nuclear medicine to the Australian public's health. He emphasised, and I quote, "Each Australian, on average, will require at least two nuclear medicine procedures in their lifetime, with ANSTO currently enabling 10,000 to 12,000 procedures weekly in medical institutions. The new facility aims to fortify its position as Australia's leading producer of nuclear medicines. Now, as part of the rigorous development process, an independent review will oversee the facility's design and execution, complemented by a transparent tender procedure. This fresh infrastructure will be underpinned by Husic's investment commitment, aiming to safeguard the continuity of services even as the old facility phases out." And that's what's breaking in Sutherland Shire local news.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
The legendary Umbilical Brothers on the sound effects that they just can't do.
Tinkly winkly noises, like keys rattling. I can't do keys like, see, I can't do that. I can do the heavier ones, like lightsabers, whatever, trucks, birds, whatever, you know, that stuff. But tinkly winkly things, dropping your keys, little that kind of stuff, I can't do. So that's why you never have keys in our show.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Have you ever thought about the life you want to lead in retirement? How much will you need to save to achieve it? And will your superannuation be enough? A little bit of planning now can help you reach your retirement goals. At GJ Private Wealth, we take a customised approach to your retirement planning. Our expert team of qualified advisors will work with you to understand your personal situation and retirement goals, to provide you with a personalised plan to help you get there. Speak to one of our advisors today by calling 02 8539 799 or visit www.gjprivatewealth.com.au. GJ Private Wealth are authorised representatives of AMP Financial Planning and are proud sponsors of 2SSR.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Pauline Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Free thing, I miss at home. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. You're such a freak. Pauline Routledge and Smooth Jazz, Sunday 6 p.m. for The Drive Home on FM 99.7.
He's as fruity as a bowl of Fruit Loops. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Serious caps on for the serious stuff at the back of The Troy Murphy Show. As we get a little bit political and talk about current policy and put it in a way so you understand what's going on. Now, if you have any political persuasion whatsoever, you've probably heard about the Greens coming out with a policy to cap rents. Great idea, huh? But how functional is it? Let's take a look at why the Greens' price cap on rents will not work. Before we deep dive into this topic, let's go back to the 7th of February 2023, where the Greens published in a policy article on their website, and I quote, The Greens will introduce rent controls to tackle the skyrocketing cost of rent. Under the Greens' plan, there will be an immediate freeze on rent and a ban on unfair evictions to halt the day-to-day stress renters are feeling. At first glance, this seems like a noble endeavor. It promises the tantalizing idea of affordable housing and fairness in the rental market. And as a renter, it's caught my eye. And if I were a swing voter, which I could be, if the policy is right, a policy such as a freeze on rents during a cost of living crisis, well, it could win me over. But economics, like nature, is all about balance. Inferring too much in one area can have unintended consequences in another. Here's a simple breakdown of why this policy is not the silver bullet solution that the Greens make it out to be. One, supply and demand. Rental prices, like any other commodity, are governed by the laws of supply and demand. If the demand for rental properties exceeds the supply, prices go up. If supply exceeds demand, you guessed it, prices go down. By capping rent, you're essentially freezing this natural ebb and flow, potentially leading to distortions in the market. Which leads us on to point number two, incentives for landlords. If rents are artificially suppressed below market rates, landlords might feel that they're not getting a fair return on their investment, especially as we are seeing increases not only in cost of living, but on mortgage payments too. Yes, I know, I'm supporting the evil landlord here, but hey, that's the climate we live in. This can lead to reduced enthusiasm for maintaining or improving properties. Over time, this can result in a deterioration of the quality of available housing. Number three, reduced supply. If potential property investors feel that they won't get an adequate return due to rental caps, you know, the stuff that the Greens are asking for, well, they might be discouraged from buying properties to rent out. This can reduce the number of rental properties on the market, further exacerbating the very problem the policy aims to solve. Number four, black market and bias. When you cap something in high demand, a black market often emerges. We only discussed this in an earlier episode with vaping. They banning the vapes, a black market emerges. Landlords might start demanding under the table payments in addition to official rent, the capped rent. Alternatively, they might become more selective about who they rent to, preferring tenants who can offer something extra, be it a higher unofficial payment or other perks. And number five, it's a temporary solution. Rent caps treat the symptoms, not the disease. The real issue is a lack of not only of housing, but affordable housing. Instead of capping rents, a more effective solution would be to increase the supply of affordable housing, either through direct government intervention or incentives for private developers. Now let's critically analyze this topic. The pros of a rent cap. Let's jump into the Greens camp for a minute and critically analyze support for the Greens. It would be immediate relief for tenants facing skyrocketing rents. A little too late if it were to be implemented now, because prices have already been jacked up. It would also potentially decrease the homelessness and housing stress. This is true. It would also make housing more accessible for lower income groups, those who are paid less, and our younger generations. Now, the cons of rent caps. It can lead to a reduced number of rental properties on the market, putting the price up. Potential decline in the quality of rental housing. Also, possibly of the emergence of black markets for rentals. And it doesn't address the root problem of housing affordability. So are we putting our thumbs up or our thumbs down to the Greens' price cap on rents? Well, it's a thumbs down from me. There are unintended consequences. Whilst well-intentioned, the policy can lead to a reduction in quality and quantity of rental properties available. And let's face it, because the Greens will never ever be in power, they can come out and put ridiculous policy forward in order to get votes. Policy that they'll never have to deliver on. Policy that is also a short-term fix. The policy does not address long-term solutions for the housing crisis, like increasing the supply of affordable homes. There's also economic distortion. By interfering in the natural workings of the market, there's a risk of creating imbalances that can have broader economic implications. And lastly, potential for unfair practices. Landlords might find ways around the caps, leading to potentially unfair or illegal practices that can hurt tenants. To wrap this up, while the idea of rent caps might seem appealing, it is essential to consider the broader implications and potential unintended consequences of this policy that has been put forward by the Greens. It just won't work.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talking about the importance of community here in the Sutherland Shire.
As part of this community, I know just how vital our life is here in the Shire and the St George area, how much it depends on the vibrancies of our community. I mean, governments are important, don't get me wrong, they have a role to play, but they're not the community. And what we've always understood in Southern Sydney is, you know, that's where the strength of our community lies. It's in those volunteers. It's in those who are a part of our community and making it a stronger and better place.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Whether you're growing older, rehabilitating, or living with a disability, help is always here at AdaCare. Our new showroom in Sylvania isn't the only reason people choose AdaCare. It's also the information you gain from a chat with our people. Stay informed about the latest equipment, streamlined procedures, and funding options available to you by calling 1300 133 120 or visiting adacare.com.au. AdaCare is a registered NDIS provider, home care supplier and DVA specialist, and is a proud sponsor of 2SSR.
Did you know federal government departments have the power to stop you hearing and reading what they don't want you to know? They can approve the terms for huge sales of agricultural land to foreign companies, but you're not allowed to know. And federal police can raid journalists' homes for reporting the truth if it says you're not allowed to know. Could this happen in Australia? It's happening now. Find out what they don't want you to know at yourrighttoknow.com.au.
Authorised by Australia's Right to Know Sydney.
Hello, it's John Nartai here from Saturday Jams, and I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. How do you like your R&B served?
Fast?
Get down to Saturday night.
Slow?
Switching the positions.
Old?
You're making it hard for me.
Or new? If you answered yes, well, I have the show for you. Tune into 2SSR every Saturday evenings from 5 to 7 for Saturday Jams on 99.7 FM.
Put your serious hats on. It's time to take a look at the big stories breaking this week.
All right, let's get political here on the Troy Murphy Show. As we do every week at the back end of the show with the serious stuff. Things aren't going well for the Albanese Labor government. Surely Labor to the bootstrap voters aren't feeling a little bit disappointed at the moment with the way this government is going. The failing voice, according to the polls, although we won't know, and I think it's 16 days away now until the referendum votes are cast and the decision is made. The misinformation bill that will stifle free speech. This laughable COVID inquiry. And of course, the cost of living that keeps going up and up and up. From food, rents, mortgages, interest rates, home loans, gas. Everything is going up, including petrol. I don't know about you, but have you looked at how much it costs to fill up a tank of gas at the petrol station? Petrol pain continues to impact Australians as rising fuel prices contribute to the cost of living crisis. New data indicates that fuel prices have surged by 13.9% within the past year. And there seems to be no end in sight. The situation is exacerbated by the escalating gas and electricity prices that are driving inflation and presenting a bleak economic outlook. Now, recent figures released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics reveal that while electricity prices saw an increase of 12.7% and gas prices rose 12.9% in the year leading up to August, it was automotive fuel costs, petrol, that stood out the most. These prices spiked by 9.1% in August alone, marking a 13.9% increase from the previous year. In the political arena, our Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, well, when he wasn't Prime Minister, when he was the opposition leader, well, I don't know if you look at his Twitter, but I do. Previously, he criticised the then Morrison government for allowing petrol prices to skyrocket without intervening. This sentiment has been echoed by Liberal Deputy Leader Susan Ley, who commented on the increasing burden motorists are facing and the government's apparent inaction. She highlighted that under Albanese's leadership, petrol prices have surged, impacting Australian families already grappling with rising costs in other essentials like gas, electricity, and, like I said before, groceries. Government officials, on the other hand, have ruled out any immediate relief for motorists by cutting the fuel excise, citing the move as too expensive. That's the tax that they charge on top of fuel, which they could potentially remove. I know that's less money in their coffers to pay for everything else, but it would help out Australians during this cost of living crisis. The Albanese Labor government have attributed the mounting costs of petrol to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Moreover, industry experts attribute to the unrelenting petrol prices hikes caused by Saudi Arabia's decision to reduce oil production and the weakening Australian dollar. As a result, relief seems unlikely for drivers already burdened by high prices at the pump. How much can they go? How much more can they go up? Surely not any further. Like, I'm taking a look around the Shire at the moment, and we're seeing prices at $2.25. And that's for the cheap stuff. And you're looking at $2.40 for the good stuff. You know, the 98. The stuff that I have to go and put in my car after I finish this show because my car is on empty.
beeping at me. Probably why I'm doing this rant right now here on the show. Because I've got to fill up my car and I saw the prices as I drove here to the station and I'm not impressed with how much more. I remember, I don't want to do this, but back in my day, I know I'm doing a rant and here I am doing silly voices, but hey, it's the Troy Murphy Show. you come to expect that from me. But no, we do have our serious hats on. I remember when, it's so bad, I hate doing this because now it makes me sound like I'm old. And I'm not old because there's people far older, but I'm having this existential moment where it's like, I am old because back in my day, we used to put $5 of petrol in the car and we used to be able to drive around all Saturday night across the Shire. Mind you, there was less traffic and petrol prices were cheaper, but oh my goodness, those were the days. Those were the days. Gosh, you put $5 in and you can barely get down to the end of the street now. Back to the ranting about the petrol. Additionally, the New South Wales government's fuel check website indicate that fuel costs continue to rise. The average price for E10 in New South Wales reached a record high this year at $2.08. Oh, it's more expensive than the Shire. Unleaded 91 too marked its highest price in the last year, listed at $2.09 a litre, while diesel prices remain relatively lower. Now, industry representatives such as Sarah Orr from Compare the Market foresee a challenging period ahead. The reduced oil production by Saudi Arabia signifies that Australia might continue to feel the pinch for the foreseeable future. This sentiment is shared by the NRMA spokesperson Peter Khoury, who warns of potential record petrol prices in September, noting the upward trend. And if you just think, oh, it's okay, I'll just catch the train. No, these things have flow-on effects. Flow-on effects, I tell you. When petrol goes up, it means, you know, those trucks that drive around all our goods, like food and everything else? Well, when their costs go up because fuel goes up, well, they on-charge that to us, the consumer. It's going to be a very expensive Christmas if we're being told that petrol prices are going to be at record highs in September. And local businesses are also feeling the strain, with many small businesses expressing their concern that escalating fuel prices have made operating their businesses more challenging than ever before. The necessity of petrol means that businesses are having to find other parts of their business to cut costs in. Maybe that's staffing. Who knows? But with a 13.9% increase over the past year, well, it's time that the Albanese government stop worrying about anything and everything but this cost of living crisis that the whole of Australia is facing.
Stop listening.
So tune the radio dial on Thursday nights at 7 from. We're gonna put the ray on the Troy Murphy Show.
And now for the big ending!
The Troy Murphy Show.
And it's all over, just like that.
And that's it, the Troy Murphy Show, done and dusted for yet another week. Thanks for tuning in. And for those who played along last week, let's do it again this week. To prove that you've listened to the entire show, I want you to jump on the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Send me a message this week with the eggplant emoji. Just so I know you listened to the whole show.
And of course, if you missed any part of the show or want to listen back to any of the ranting or raving from tonight's extravaganza, you can listen back on demand by clicking the Troy Murphy Show on the program guide that you can find on the 2WSR.com.au website. Also, our new midweek series called Explained. Until next week, my friends, bye for now.